Well, Craig Cugini is with us. He's the city manager in the city of Ishpeming. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. A lot going on at one time in that city. Hey, you have the two big water projects for infrastructure improvements. How are those going?
Well, you know, we got a water and a sewer project, and the sewer is getting ready to kick off this spring. We also have a large roundabout being built on highway, which is an MDOT project, but certainly it engages with the entirety of the city. And then our water project is moving through its wickets, and hopefully we'll have a grant agreement and some bonding by the end of the summer here.
Well, and coming up soon is a partnership with Partridge Creek Farms. Tell me about this from the city's point of view, this grant coming from the state, and some infrastructure improvements of different kind as part of this.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. There was a large portion of the budget assigned to what they call a community center grant. And, of course, it had zero match requirement, which means everybody wants to apply for it because it doesn't cost anything out of your pocket. But it was great for the city because usually we're looking at a 20. And so we wanted to make sure we made our best effort. But because the way in which it was open, we wanted to make sure that we stood the best chance of getting an award and by having multiple entities within the community applying for the same grant, it sort of makes the state have to decide what's more important to the city. So we tried to talk to all those that we knew were going to put in for it and try to feel out if we could blend it into one single application to make us look and appear as if we were wholly aligned, which we are with our partners, but to give that stronger appearance on an application can be challenging. So to show that we have partnerships and that we work together to be successful as a community was an important key step in our application process. And this was fortunate in that our thinking worked out to us being one of only 100 in the state of Michigan to get this grant. And I think there was more than 1,000 applicants in the process. So we were among 10% of total applicants that were awarded. So we're pretty excited about it.
So the nuts and bolts of this, Craig, means some improvements in the city for this. Talk about that part of it.
Sure. So from the Partridge Creek side, we're going to get some programming dollars, which allows them to further the opportunities for education and awareness and delivering the food from farm to table and all of the things that they do to help young folks to our old folks, intergenerationally understanding how to eat healthier and to be more secure and be able to be more sustainable while also supporting those that are impoverished in our community. From the capital grant side, which is where I'm most focused, we're going to take a blighted plot of land that used to be the site of our old senior center. And when we built the new senior center, it was left as a vacant lot. And so we're going to turn that into a community space. It'll have some green space, but it'll also have something that has been desired in our community for about 20 years, depending on who you talk to and how long they've been hearing about it, but we're going to build a skate park. And so we've had some really young folks that have been desiring to have a place to skate, and it's becoming more and more popular across the country. And our five-year recreation plan suggested that that is one of our top desires for our community. And so we're proud to be able to say that we're going to have that coming up soon here with this funding.
Yeah, when will this project kick off? You have to, of course, let it, right, and do things like that.
Yeah, so we have already had a concept design prior to this, and we've been hoping for a grant to help us get this over the finish line. We have now got a city council decision to support, and our downtown development authority approved it on Monday for their support. And so pairing those two sources with this community's grant, we are going to pair 2025 funds. We're going to work to execute the engineer drawings and all of the things that are necessary to get it put out for bid and hire the contractor, and then prepare for the contractor's 2025 construction year. So we believe it'll start in the spring, and I am hopeful it'll be done by summer, but you know, definitely by fall of 2025, we'll have that park built.
Excellent. Anything else about this partnership you want to mention? From your perspective, we'll be talking with her later on in a little while here.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to just, you know that you have partners, right? We work together across the whole of the community in trying to deliver services to our community where one organization may fall short, another organization can pick up. And sometimes we ride on the fringe of both of those limits. And so Parches Creek Farm is all about education and farming and food to the table. And we're about helping residents, you know, be able to afford their utilities and to make sure they have the things they need to thrive in a community. And when you're a disadvantaged community like ours with a lot of folks that are right on or near poverty, any program thing that we can do to help them have a healthier life is important. And so when we can partner with our local organizations and create a environment which helps that to thrive, we absolutely want to jump on those things and make those happen. And so we're really proud to have Parches Creek in our town, and we work with them. We've been working with them for at least 4 years now, trying to grow their programming and really get it to take a foothold in our schools and in our community. And so we're so proud to be able to say that we're working together, and together we were successful in this grant application.